Brad, one of our buddies, is back. Len Fasano.
One of our good friends. Yes, a hard worker, Senator, Minority Leader, Len Fasano. And good morning. Good morning, Len.
Brad, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, doing all right. But I want to ask you the question.
Yeah.
And I see that the Democrats have killed the governor's public-private partnership bill. Is this just a kind of what's going to happen in the future?
Yeah, Len, can you just explain what this bill would have done? A lot of people I talk to about this, Len, are a little foggy on this. It didn't get
they
a lot
don't
of
understanding.
Yeah, but explain what it would have done and why you think it was killed.
So Governor Lamont had put in a bill to this committee to say we need to increase public-private partnerships. In other words, let's get private businesses to partner with the state of Connecticut to bring efficiencies to state government and work with them. And that's being done all over the country. And he has a DECD commissioner who is business-like, and so is his administration. And this was going to change the law to make it easier for private-public partnerships to work. So this was a good idea by Governor Lamont, an idea that I think is worthwhile on a whole bunch of fronts. Well, the GAE committee, which hears this, took the governor's bill and revised it to make it neutered, to just make the whole idea of private-public partnerships actually not work. And in fact, they passed a bill earlier in the session that destroyed any concept of public-private partnership.
Wow.
So the Democrats, bowing to the state unions, said, we're not going to even look at the idea. Now, we're not saying everything in state government should be private-public partnership.
Absolutely no, of course not. No.
At all. No. But there are things that either DMV, social services, we're one of the few states that have dual health services given out, group homes and things like that. We're one of the few states that have dual both state and private. But there are other things that we could certainly get help from partnering up, maybe even our highway systems that's done in many cases. And the unions to protect the jobs and increase jobs, and I understand their position and their advocacy. What I don't understand is why Democrats who have a leader who said this is the way to do it, this is the only way to get Connecticut back on its feet, or one of the ways to get Connecticut back on its feet, slap the governor in the face and say, we're not going to do it, and Governor Lamont doesn't say a word. What I was trying to do there was prod him into making a comment. Eventually,
why wouldn't he do that?
Why wouldn't he do that? I don't know, but eventually, after attacking me, his spokesman said, well, that bill isn't done yet. When it gets over to the Capitol and you guys get into session, we will make changes to it. It's the first time he spoke. Now, if he came out earlier and said that, I probably wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah.
But the fact is, he's quiet on a lot of these ideas that I think he doesn't like, from what I hear, but he doesn't say anything. And we gotta get him to talk. We gotta get him to be funny.
Wow.
And the idea was to cattle prog him by me making that statement to get him to move.
Len, is this an example here of something I've talked about a lot, where you have a guy who is very well-intentioned, I think. He's a businessman. He knows how to look at a balance sheet. So he goes up there and just, is this a guy in Ned Lamont? And I met him a few times, nice enough guy. Is this a guy who is already being, Len, and don't take this the wrong way, but is he being knocked around by the system already up there and by his caucus? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what it is? People say, well, you want somebody from outside in government. And I kind of get that. But if you want somebody from outside running the government, you still have to have a team around you that understands that building. I always say the legislative office building, the LOB, is a living, breathing animal. And if you're in it, you can walk around and know exactly what bills are going to catch fire, what bills aren't going to catch fire, what's going on, who's coming from what direction. But you have to know the building and understand the building. And if you don't, you're not going to have an idea of what's happening. He's never been blindsided by this.
Yeah.
And he was. The committee should have called him up and said, we got a problem. We need you to come down here because we're being lobbied to do A, B, and C. We need your help. You know, none of that went out to Governor Lamont, so he couldn't defend his position because he didn't know that it was going on.
Now,
and here's the thing. That committee on the Democratic side, the Republicans said, yeah, let's do this. Let's stick up for Lamont. The Democrats are the one who sunk
it's his own party.
Own leader.
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you, and I can't understand this. This has been going on for a long, long time, and there are certain people that don't want to do anything
to change it.
And if we don't get somebody that has guts enough and not worries about himself or herself to get this changed, we're always going to be like this. And I'd like to ask the question, how did it ever happen like this in the first place?
Well, you know, what happens is the bill was going to be voted on. There was a public hearing. Then they went to vote on it. The unions knew it was on the calendar to be voted on. And they met with the chairman of that committee, both in the House and the Senate, and said, we need you guys not to pass Lamont's bill. Hmm. You need to just put some other fluffy language in that doesn't do it. And they substituted the language at the time of the vote. So they bring language to the committee meeting, and they say, here's the bill Lamont wants. We have an amendment that changes that language to this, and they vote on it. And, you know,
they're not even the governor. This is what drives everybody crazy.
Not even the governor. Yeah.
No, it's not the governor. The governor wanted a good thing. Yeah. I pat him on the back for wanting what he wanted.
Yeah.
But what he has to do is sometimes he's got to punch back. I mean, Governor Malloy and I didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. But what I respected about the Governor Malloy, one, he was a hard worker. But number two, he fought for what he wanted. And he said things like, if that bill in that form comes across my desk, I'm going to veto it. Well, legislators don't like to pass a bill that's going to be vetoed.
Yeah, good point,
so
yeah.
Changes to the bill. And he doesn't speak up, so they don't feel the threat, so they do what they want to do.
Len, we are short on time. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate it.
We're going to talk again, though.
Yeah,
Len.
We'll talk again
we'll
on
talk
this.
Talk again.
Thanks,
anytime.
Len. Appreciate
anytime.
It. Thanks. Len Fasano there. Now, Brad.